Cindy Lederman interacts with children from her position as a judge on Miami-Dade's juvenile court. She tells us about one of her worst days in 15 years on the bench. The names of the children have been changed for reasons of privacy.
I am a dependency judge in one of the most impoverished and beautiful cities in America. This is the most painful job I've ever had. I still lose sleep worrying I might have made the wrong decision. God, please give me the wisdom not to cause these children further harm. My job is to look a 7-year-old in the eye and explain why she can't go home, as tears cascade down her already mature face. She asks, "Why? Why? My mommy is a good mommy." The familiarity of home sometimes seems better than the unknown, especially for those children who think violence and neglect are normal. Some days in court are harder than others. On a recent morning, I presided over a trial. A 14-year-old girl was removed from her home after being sexually abused by her mother's boyfriend. She testified that the touching began when she was 8, almost immediately after he moved in with them. Mom did not believe her daughter. She and her boyfriend said the child was a liar. I had no trouble finding the opposite to be true. The child had to testify in the courtroom. She could only manage a few words at a time between her tears. Her mother and her mother's boyfriend sat side by side, shaking their heads in pretend disbelief. Abused children so often believe the abuse was their own fault. On to the next case that afternoon. Jose was 8 years old. He had cerebral palsy. His mother is a chronic drug addict. Jose was given to his maternal grandmother, and the case was closed. Years later, Jose's grandmother developed pancreatic cancer. She had to return to her home country for affordable medical treatment. She had no one to leave Jose with, except his biological mother. After just a few days, his mother abandoned him in a parking lot. Jose was brought to court by his caseworker. In the chaotic courtroom, he spotted his grandmother. They came toward each other, and we witnessed a long embrace. It was a rare show of caring and bonding in dependency court. He repeated to her, "I love you, I love you." That day, I didn't think I could return custody of Jose to his beloved grandmother, who I thought might die soon, leaving him alone yet again. So I decided to place him back in foster care. Jacques came in later that afternoon. He's a 7-year-old Haitian boy who lived alone with his father. Jacques' father died in his bed in their home, and for 4 consecutive days, Jacques got up, dressed himself, went to school, and came home. On the 5th morning when he went to school, no one was there. It was a Saturday. He walked home, went next door, and told his neighbor, "My daddy smells." Jacques went to a foster home while we searched for a relative to care for him. I called the next case.
Cindy Lederman is a judge on Miami-Dade County's juvenile court.